You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready?
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Lie back in the building. My man to my right, who is it?
You already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, 2940 with 2 9s on me.
You actually see 2 9s on his chest today, so you really know what it means now. Today again, we have two dope, lovely guests. Ladies, introduce yourself. Two repeats, actually. And this is like the quadruple, I don't even know the number
time.
For this one. Word. Let her introduce herself again.
Hey guys, you know who it is. You probably really do know who it is though.
Introduce yourself, man.
Hi, I'm Tanya. Back, y'all. Tanya Makisha, whatever you want to call me. My fourth time here. I'm starting to think they really like me. I'm starting to think y'all really legit like me. Even if y'all act like y'all don't like me.
For the record, I was only here like one time when she was here. I tell you, I can't do that again. To my left, let's go.
Skylandish. I've been here one time before with Juski, but I'm by myself now. Thank God. From Love and Hip Hop, y'all know me as. But I also have a fitness business, Stripping Fitness, so y'all might have seen me there too.
You only train strippers or just for like regular
it's
girls?
Not literally stripping, okay?
I don't know. It could be like
but
stripper
I love
boot camp.
Strippers too. Yes, I've grown to love them. It's literally you're stripping down fitness to give women and men the necessities of what they need to stay
men
healthy.
Men come to the class?
You can if you want to, yeah.
Has a man ever came to the
A man has never come, but I hope, I
we're
pray.
We're going to be the first one.
I want to see y'all come.
I'm definitely going.
I want to see y'all come.
Class full of females, I'm showing off.
Get on the pole?
No, my shit.
You ain't Magic Mike, nigga.
It better not be the pole.
They outwork y'all. I'm alive. I'm just telling y'all right
that
now.
That might be possible.
They outwork y'all.
My
alive.
Man Magic Black now. Fuck out of here. Bad girl, you ready?
Sir.
All right, y'all. Let's jump right into the topic. I started off with, I'm pretty sure y'all all know this is Gay Pride Month. You know, a lot of festivities going on.
I really didn't know that.
You know, because the colors everywhere.
Oh, that's why Facebook added the
this shit? Is why they have a rainbow light now. You know, police cars is changing their colors.
Uber.
Everybody.
Police cars.
Everybody's getting the gay, you know what I'm saying?
Police cars got
facts. You never seen the rainbow Skittle police car.
That's
crazy. Probably fire department, correct? Everybody getting into the mix
they
of the whole
like
game.
Extra
pride.
Yeah,
as a fact, yeah. Mad
they like
cars.
Change the fucking siren. Is the siren kind of like
wee?
That was a good. I'll use that for you.
Bam. All right, well, let's get to the first question. Do you have any personal connections with the LGBTQ community, like family, friends?
I'm sure some of my cousins are bisexual, but other than that, nah. Like I don't know if y'all grew up the same way I grew up, but I grew up very Caribbean, and it was like for a long time instilled in me a sin, like to, you know, same sex everything, like, and that's just traditional Christian Caribbean, very strict, all that. So once I left the house, that's when I started to meet like LGBTQ, anybody other, you know, like I didn't know anybody who was gay, straight, you know, straight, bisexual, anything until I left the house. Mm. So was that 18, 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was new to me. And now I kind of feel like being interracial, being mixed, being in an interracial relationship is all kind of one and the same. We're all like a minority, so I support whatever supports me, and they literally support like crazy. So I gotta show them love.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Bad girl. You know any personal connections outside?
I have a lot of friends who are fully gay. I've had friends who struggled for years, being in the closet and finally came out. I got friends who I got lesbians. I got people who are guys who were into guys. Like I worked with one guy. At one of the banks I worked at, and he was just dressed in his regular stuff during the day, and You know, one day he just came to me, he's like, I have something to tell you. And he shows me a picture of him dressed in drag. And he was like, I don't know what it is, but I trust you enough to tell you this. For me personally, I grew up just like that, you know, very, very Caribbean. You know, we homophobic as shit.
Burn the chichi.
We got songs that would tell you what to do, what not to do. But for me, for the most part, I support the community from the viewpoint of I just want people to be happy. It takes a lot for somebody to come out and say, this is like, I'm not okay being normal. There's something wrong. It's not something wrong with me, but I don't fit into what society says is a norm, and I'm happy this way, so this is how I'm going to live my life. And I can respect that. It takes mm-hmm. strength. Like, Ellen DeGeneres almost lost a career coming out and saying, you know, she was gay. That's one of my favorite actresses. She's a good person. She's humanitarian. She just likes who she likes. The only thing, like, for me, the line gets crossed when it's kind of like the in-your-face gay. Like, okay, we get your gay, and you like people you like,
flamboyant, you like,
but
type,
the extremely flamboyant ones, unless you're entertaining, which is the ones that you go to Miami, someone's stripping or entertaining and being fun. Like, if you're a regular day walking down the street, like, just be yourself. You have to prove a point all the time. Like, we're at the point where we accept you now. Mm-hmm. We might not like you, but we accept you, so just live and be happy. But don't be throwing it in our faces all the time, like, you just extra for no goddamn reason. That's only the little brush I'll say, like, at that point, chill. But for the most part, I'm all for the community. I'm all for the rainbow.
Okay. Black, man, how about you, man?
I don't have no direct connection. You know? But I know a lot of them. I work with them, you know. And I just feel like people got to think. You know, business-wise, you know, I'm trying to create something for them because they support. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They support. Yeah, so we about to get a little rainbow brown holy water.
Get a rainbow brown holy water hat.
Listen, man,
go Pride.
If we can sell it, you know what I mean? Let's go.
We can sell it,
but,
man.
You got to be Skittles. It got Skittles over here going to the back. You know what I mean? Like a foot trail to where the podcast word is. But you know, like the motherfuckers is protected. You know, so. You know, I think if you're gay, cool. Like, you know what I mean? But like Makisha, like Tanya was saying, you know, you have nothing to prove being extra now. And I just feel like sometimes people want you to know with their, like, with their like, gestures that they are, you know, whatever their sexual orientation is. And I think, like, that's extra. Like, you know what I mean? Going out there like that or wearing, like, little, like, ripped shirts on. Like, on some real funny money shit. You know what I mean? Just be who you are. It is what it is these days.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say I personally like really don't have like close friends, but I definitely like work with them. I'm cool with them. My super is freaking like is fucking gay, and like I joke around, play him all the time. Like I said, I don't think I have.
Let me ask you a question. When y'all were in high school, right? Because we're a little older than the generation ahead. Did y'all have like people in high school who y'all knew were gay? Because I didn't have anybody in my high school who came out the closet. It wasn't until I got to college that people started to come out the closet. And now I feel like there's my sister's age, like people are getting her high school. But when I was in high school, I didn't have anybody who I could say, oh, yeah, he's gay and he's proud, or, you know, she's gay and she's proud. Nobody. I feel like it's generational. Like back in the days, it wasn't like as accepted. Now it is.
Because now it's more in your face. Every TV show, everything come with a gay character now. Yeah. And when I was in school, like, we had this dude. I know this dude from, like, my hood. Like, he was one of us. He'd fight every day and all that stuff. And then as the years went on, he started getting little twisties in his hair. You know, all right, maybe you just want dreads. You know what I mean? His twisties got a little longer. And he started braiding them to the side. All right, maybe you like hair. You know what I mean? But then it started, you know, shirts and all this funny shit. You know what I mean? And then I'm just like, yo, this is crazy. You know what I mean? So in my head, I just say, when you see gay people, man, if you don't like them, stay away from them, man. If you get your ass whipped by a gay motherfucker, it's over.
Listen, man.
Life is done.
It shouldn't be. A gay nigga could take a dick, but he could take a punch, man.
I'm pretty sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. All right, next topic.
Yeah, right?
All right, next topic.
As per the high school question, I knew females more so that came out before males.
Okay.
If so, you know, it'd be a female who walk around, you see, I guess they call it the AG. Mm-hmm. So you already know, like, the ball playing that's chicks. Girl, you already know, like, yeah, she's gay or whatever. But as for guys, I can't really think of too many guys that were just like straight up openly gay. It's like, fuck it, I like dick or whatever, you know.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to change
it. Nah, I mean, there's some brown holy water. We don't filter none. We just keep going, man. But, okay, Bagger, you about to say something?
Yeah, I was like, I mean, in school, we did have, like, I remember high school, like, I went to school in the Caribbean. There was, like, two guys.
When'd you come here?
21.
What?
I was 21. I was grown.
Trump, get up.
I can't stand you. Got it. But I, there was like two guys, like kind of like had the red flag on them, and then like a couple years later, they really did come out. When everyone was old, and we're like, it was more accepted to be that way. But you're in a homophobic society, we'll see the red flags, but it still couldn't have been like, hey guys, I'm gay. You know, I'm pretty sure they've gotten a lot of pushback. Then there'd been a lot of teasing. You know, you Caribbean, especially Guyanese, they will not let anything go. They will tease the life out of you. Yeah. The life out of you. So.
All right, so let's jump to the second part.
Amen.
I mean, nah, we're still prodding right now.
Nah, we ain't prodding no more.
We prodding, man. Do you think people are born gay or it's a preference? I'll start on your side.
Yep, starting us. I
had I was a counselor in a freaking high school.
And, okay, okay.
Used to be. And,
accusations.
One day we used to do like a men's group, and there was these two, you know, gay kids in the school that wanted to come to the thing, and I was like, come, like you don't got to worry about the other kids, they ain't gonna bully you and shit. So they started coming, they started being regulars, and one day we had the conversation about, you know, can you be born gay or is it something you transform into, and. I took a guess. I said, listen, I don't think either one of you were born gay. I think you was getting pussy, right? You got your feelings hurt. She probably cheated on you, told you your dick was small, whatever. And it hurted you, and you confined in a man. And somehow, you two was doing whatever y'all was doing, and it went to the next level. Because I don't think you could just be born. And
that's why you're not a counselor anymore?
I'm still a counselor. but I don't think you could just be born and know what you like. You understand? You can't. Because when you're born, we're like, even as kids, when you line up in freaking kindergarten, they line boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. So it's already embedded into your head that boys are with girls, you know, and that's that. You understand? So that's something you either learn, taught, or seen and decided you wanted to indulge in that.
Your stance is it's a preference, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of like pizza. You know what I mean?
Okay, tell me how you feel about it.
I have no gay bone in my body, so I really can't speak from that angle, but I do believe that people are products of their environments. And I don't think you're born gay also. It's you become gay based on how you take your environment in and how it bounces back off of you. Your environment might teach you guy and girl, but you take it in and it just doesn't sit right with you. And you bounce it back off. Well, I don't think that I'm supposed to like guys. I actually feel more comfortable with girls. I'm actually more sexually attracted to girls. I see a woman and get turned on. I don't think there's a genetic code you could write for that. You know, like, okay, this is the gay gene. We have. If there was a gay gene, the scientists would probably found it already. But for me, for the most part, I don't think you're born gay. It's just something you learn either vicariously or something that your environment teaches you, or just something that you adapt and just be after a while.
So it's a preference for you also.
Yes.
Okay, Sky, how you feel about it?
This is a tough one because I know a few AGs that's never had sex, never been attracted to men, like never, like basically virgins by our standards. So I feel like you can be born gay. I do. I feel like sometimes, right, like genetically or whatever, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I want to say you can. This is my assumption. Just because half the time, like, I would think it's being a product of your environment. You know, you see something, like, I remember there were ads on the trains about, like, you know, same-sex couples. And I think it was, like, STD ad, they would like get protected, and it was like, I was like, damn, that, like, in my mind, I was like, damn, that shouldn't be on a train, because if there's a little kid seeing that, then you're kind of, you know, like giving them a certain image. At the same time, it's like, well, that's my thought process, but they might already be born like that in a way where it's like they come out, you know, you see a girl at 5 years old and you're a female yourself, you might actually just automatically like females. So for me, at 5, you can't make that decision, but you could kind of tell when a 5-year-old is like dressing like a boy, or, you know, by our standards. I don't think she was taught that. Like, I don't feel like you could be taught that young. You know what I'm saying? So it gotta be something a little bit like genetically or of some sort.
I also kind of feel like I feel it's a preference for the most part, but in very few rare cases, I think some people are actually born gay. Like,
me too.
It was this kid, I swear to God. I know his older brother. His older brother was like, you know what I'm saying? He's a regular boy, you know, play ball. You know what I'm saying? Nothing gayness about him. But his little brother, since birth, was always mad girly. Always, I said, this kid gonna be gay. This kid gonna be gay. Fast forward.
You jinxed him.
Fast forward, he gotta be like 20 now, 21. I see a dude posing with lingerie and heels on. Like, I ran across his gram one time. I'm like, yo, the dude turned out to be gay. Like, I don't know. Like, he always had that, like, switching. He talked, like, real feminine. So that was like, yo. That made me, like, kind of change my stance on, like, maybe it's just a preference. But I'm like, nah. I knew that since early he was going to be gay. You know what I'm saying? So something had to be in him.
Or he just seen it, liked he didn't it, see and nothing. Nobody checked him.
Nobody was around him.
He's probably seen his mom doing it.
His mom's is not gay. Mom's had a man, everything.
No, but he probably seen his mom putting on bra, pants. You know, sometimes parents, the house small.
But like, he had, his dad was here. His dad was dead. I'm saying his dad was.
What I'm saying, he probably seen mommy getting dressed to go out, seen her putting on him, and he liked that shit. And then when she left, he threw something on.
His brother, because I'm cool with his brother. Nah, his brother used to check him like, yo, stop acting like a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He's to, you know, try to get it out of him. Mm. But it just wouldn't. Like, that was just him.
His brother ain't punch like, out of
him. Nah, but something that I think that type, like, the sexual orientation is something that's in the deep, built inside of you, I guess.
I think it's different from
science men. Can't prove it, but
it's different for boys and girls. Because girls, all girls, after heartbreak,
girls
turn lesbian.
Yeah, that's true.
At least for 6 months.
That's
they
true.
Turn lesbo, they
realize, or have a sexual experience in college.
They realize females ain't shit neat. Yeah. And then they, you know, they come back to dudes. You know what I mean? But dudes, it's like you can't go back and forth, my G. You know what I mean? That's a permanent decision.
89% of women will let another woman eat their pussy.
And they kissed another girl.
That's not for nothing. Like, I think girl on girl is promoted as something. It's promoted.
It's
So it's kind of like, so girls don't really feel that, well, it's going to make me bad if I go into to be with a girl. So sometimes do they do it because they're bi-curious, or they just think that, well, men inside us, I'm going to try women because I'm not going to have no red flag for trying a woman. But a guy can't be like, well, fuck bitches, I'm going to try men.
That's the double standard about the gayness, right? Not saying nobody want to do it. That's a double standard.
There's a double standard with genders, period. So we can go into that, but that'll be a whole nother conversation. Yeah,
dudes can't unsuck no dick. I had that one experience.
Why you like jumping off? Dude, it's crazy.
He said dick like 4 times already.
All right, we're going to get to the last part of this topic, yo.
Amen.
Nah, let's go, man. All right, let's talk homophobia, right? Why do you think people, men especially, are so homophobic? I started over there. We're going to start here. Scott, let's go.
Why do I think men are so homophobic?
Nah, people in general, but people? Men especially. Like we were just saying.
I feel like we're taught to be. Like he said, you're taught that men are for women and women are for men. You're not taught to see an ad and understand, okay, that's okay too. Like, we're taught that in order to reproduce and continue in life, we got to be with the opposite sex.
Correct.
So that automatically creates a taboo once you get with somebody that can't help you reproduce in by our standard. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my whole thought process. Like, that is instilled in us, is to just make sure that we stick with the opposite sex so that we can continue to have kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the purpose of life.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Like, they're not going to tell you, nah, for sure. You know, nah, don't do that. Nah, date your own sex. Hell no. They want more people. They want, you know, everything to continue. So I get that.
That's true, because if everybody was gay in the world, this world would end. it would be nobody to be. You think about it. If nobody to what's that word?
Reproduce.
Yeah, procreate. That word. Reproduce. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. If you know
no,
what I'm saying,
I don't think it would end. I think what would happen is that
it would end.
No, you would just have just
trade sperm. Bought a system.
Yeah, you would have like donors and stuff. I don't think it would end. I just feel like it would be more so donation based than, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I think it's around the whole exchange of power thing, because we're also taught that men are stronger, and they even name the female sex as weaker. So it's kind of like, as soon as you hear a guy together, the first one is always like, so who's on top? The first question would normally ask that, who's on top? Do you take it or you give it? Because that's when it's like, are you a taker or a giver? Because if you're a taker, you're the weaker one. And now it's like, yeah, you're the weaker of the two. So men will always have this alpha thing about them. I want to be the alpha male. I want to be the bigger one. I want to be one in charge. It's like guys that go to jail and have sex with men. Like, well, I was the one giving it. I wasn't the one taking it.
They think they're not gay.
They still say I'm not gay. You know, we had this conversation already. So I think for the most part, it's kind of around the exchange of power thing. And for them, it's like, if a man and a man together, who's weaker and who's stronger? Woman and man, by all tradition or whatever, the man's stronger. By just what it is.
If your girl is stronger, there's a problem.
Yeah, and if a girl is stronger, it's a problem.
She could beat you up, there's a problem.
Asshole. But for the most part, a guy and a guy get together, a man is near a guy, it's kind of like, well, of the two, who is stronger? Y'all both could be brawling, but who's the giver and who's the taker? So men just don't even want that all together. Like, don't even stand next to me. Nobody gonna think you bending my ass over. No, it's not gonna happen. So I don't want to be associated with nothing gay. Like, just keep that shit away from me. These are most of my guy friends have told me.
What? Homophobic. Why people homophobic? Are you homophobic?
Nah. I mean, I just don't like the extra shit. Like, you know what I mean? I don't like dudes, like, doing the videos, trying to go viral, trying to act like a female. You know what I mean? Wearing all that stupid shit. I feel like that's extra. What you do behind closed doors, that's what you do. Like, I'm not going to go around wearing a shirt like, son, I be killing that Asian pussy when I go home. I'm not going to do that because that's none of your business. And same thing, you shouldn't be putting out there what you do behind closed doors. And I feel like when you advertise it, that make people uncomfortable. That's like somebody just walking outside naked just because they want to. What the fuck going on with you? Where your clothes at? And people got to stop showing their like skeletons and everything. So I don't think it's homophobia for me, at least. But for some people, they just don't want to be associated for whatever so reason. And I think that's
they don't want to be associated because when you associate with
insecurity.
Gay,
I mean, you got to think about it.
They're going to try to affiliate you with the gayness.
You can't, because you don't really. And this is what I'm saying. What if you didn't know? What if you didn't know somebody was gay? And motherfuckers just chilling, talking shit. You know what I mean? You don't know who's who. And if you don't know, then it doesn't matter. I don't want to know. You understand? And I just feel like some people, it's just like, because of music, because of movies, because of our culture, they just, you know, they rather stay away from that gay shit. But a lot of dudes that they know that did 10, 15 years, that nigga, he touched dick before or something. That's a fact.
I kind of feel like homophobia comes from just people, a lot of people just ain't safe with their sexuality. If you know who you are, it doesn't matter if you're around a gay person or a straight person or whatever. You know what you like. If the person is cool, you can hang out with them, be with them. Like, at the end of the day, they're going to do what they do. You do what you do. A lot of, like, especially men, like, they just feel like you said you got to prove something to somebody else. Like, if you found out somebody's gay, they wouldn't want to talk to them or be around them because it's like, oh, I seen you hanging with son. You know, he a fucking mook or whatever. But, like, the gay nigga could be cool, be regular. Like, it's kind of weird to say, like I said, I don't have no straight up gay friends, but not saying I couldn't be friends, but I just never ran with somebody who like play ball, do, cause you gotta mesh with people that like the shit that you like. So you, if you meet a nigga who do everything, you play ball nice and whatever, and just at the end of the day, he trying to go fucking dude.
You can't play ball with him.
Oh my God. He trying to go fucking dude. And what I'm saying, at the end of the day, you just gotta be safe with your sexuality. Like, I know I like vagina, he could like men, and he could whatever floats his boat, and that's really it. Like I said, like my super, I shout out to my super, whatever. But I even give him advice when it comes to relationships. I know he talking about men, but we talk in general. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, like I said, he like what he like, I like what I like, and it is what it is at the end of the day. Be it's safe with your sexuality, people. Yeah.
Until you just talk in a whole bunch of circles.
Because it's hard
that's
to talk.
Next topic.
It's hard to talk without people trying to cringe and like. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like people be like so scared of like gay people or whatever. Like that shit is crazy.
No. Let's get the action now. Let's get it.
That's I had to let him know for y'all. I had to let him know.
The next topic is cheating.
Oh.
We don't talk about. We always talk about. We already talked about men cheating. We talked about women cheating. We don't talk about getting cheated on, being the victim in the situation.
Okay. Oh Lord.
Yeah. So.
Are we taking it?
This is probably for the next 30 minutes.
So the question.
She got a story.
Let's start. Have you ever been cheated on and forgave the cheater?
Yes and yes.
Why or why not? Let's
why?
Go.
I'm a firm. No. You know what it is. I'm a firm believer in chances, and I feel like I personally feel like people could change. Some people don't. That's their business.
Everybody can change.
I feel like I've changed a lot because you know But
Stop.
I had a reflection.
Everybody got a story.
But I forgave the person pretty much because I wanted to believe them. And I think that's what it is. It's like that person that cheats on you is your best friend. Because the only reason why they would be able to do that to you is because you allowed them to be your best friend. And you allowed them into that circle of, you know, trust. And you probably trusted them so much that you maybe forgot to, didn't see the signs or whatever, you know, whatever red flags there were, they probably went over your head. And I think I want to believe them over and over again. But then there's like, you know, that final straw. You get that final straw where you're like, nah, I can't. I got to keep. Like now you just wasting my time. I remember I had this one incident where this was like, I think I was 21. I was in like a 2-year relationship. And I knew for a fact he was cheating on me. I just didn't know he was cheating on me the whole relationship. To the point where he was sleeping with his ex-girlfriend in the bed that we were sleeping in. And I found out.
That's not his ex-girlfriend.
No. It was his second girlfriend. It was his girlfriend too. I didn't even know how. I didn't even know how. So that was like the straw. I was like, like, damn, like I let you be my best friend. You was never my best friend. I just had to keep it moving. And you know.
What if his ex was like homeless and just needed a place to stay?
Nah, it wasn't. Because she purposely, the reason why I found out is because she purposely left the tank top. And like I was cleaning up, and you know how somebody put something there? Like she put it in a place where only I would, like he wouldn't look there. I looked there and I was like, oh, I laid that shit out on the bed. And I was like, okay, we're going to see what happens.
It comes probably was his.
I was like, whose is that? And he was like, you know, it's such and such. I'm like, all right, I gotta go. I gotta keep it moving. I can't do this. That was the final straw. And then, you know, like, all right. But it gotta be hardcore proof. Like,
facts.
It gotta be hardcore.
I know he say, she say.
Nah,
right?
Yeah, it can't be he say,
good,
she say.
Good, because people be hating, man.
It can't. But I'll pull the he say, she say out of you. I'm definitely trying to.
To make sure you have an argument. Bro.
Bad girl, you ever been cheating on?
Yeah.
A lot, right?
Yo, why?
Two for two.
Welcome back, baby. Go ahead, tell your story. Oh, don't cry. God. You about to cry? Nah, skip over the black.
Skip over.
I've been cheated on.
I've been lied to.
I found out horrible ways. Like I'm minding my business, you know. I just told my boyfriend, oh babe, like you gotta come over. He's like, nah, I'm not coming over. I'm like, is the day off tomorrow? I was like, yeah, no, I'm coming over. And then I'm laying in my bed, and then a couple of my friends sent me a screenshot of him and a girl in Atlantic City. The girl posted him and tagged him, and he's there in the picture. Like he's avoiding the picture. He's taking the picture.
It wasn't him.
Did I forgive him? Yeah. Because for me, I had...
After he went on a vacation, you forgave him?
I was such a weak
bitch.
Damn.
I'm not saying you weak. You believed in love.
I was a weak
bitch. There's nothing wrong with believing in love, man.
That wasn't love. That was bullshit. I'm going to look back. In retrospect, I'll say that. Because nobody loves you will put you in that position. Like, I was 100%. Nobody who loves you will put you in that position. Even if somebody's cheating, they won't want to cheat and embarrass you. They want to make you lose face. They'll protect you at all costs. Right. They got some men who will be like, if you only do anything to upset my wifey, I will... That's it. But they got some men who just don't give a shit. And once all that guard comes down and they put you in a position where they will embarrass you and not give a fuck about it, that person does not love you. Anyway, what I did, I felt like I had invested so much in him. Before him, it had been like 9 years before I had ever posted any other man with me on Facebook or Instagram or social media. People know me. People know if I post somebody, it's like, that's somebody.
You just recently posted somebody. That's
good. I told you we got to address.
That's the new bae? We get to that at the end.
So for me, it was like, I'm really putting you out there. I introduced it to my mom, and I'm so like protective of my family. Like, if I actually bring you to my mother, like, just know you really are somebody and somebody I actually see a future with. So, and in my entire life, I am 28 today. My mother has met literally two men. One of them was a fiance, and the other one was the ex I'm talking about now. And so for me to have put that person up there and have them so close to me, and it's like they did that, I'm like, okay, like Sky said, I have a little bit of forgiveness in me. But the problem with that was he embarrassed me so bad and I forgave him. Men go into that, well, she gonna forgive me, so I won't stop. Mm-hmm. We'll do the back and forth because it's what love is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Love is all about forgiveness and shit. So I'm gonna hurt you and embarrass you, but come back and cry. And be like, yeah, baby, at the end of the day, I love you. Fuck all the way out of here. All the way out of here. He knows himself and his friends and his my fucking page.
Y'all got her upset.
That's what we want. We want to tap into the passion and the emotion. She still see that screenshot right now. I'm pretty sure you do.
That's just motivation to be like, don't accept, fuck shit. And it's the crazy thing is, I went through all that pain, but like the person I am now, it's like I'm happy I went through that so young, and I have to deal with it when I actually got married or I'm older. I'm trying to raise a family with that, so now I know, you know, what is too much and what is absolute nonsense.
Black. Yeah. You ever got cheated on, brother? Tell your story. Come, cry. Let me hear. Did you forgive her?
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah, that's lit. You're a real man.
I mean, I forgave her because I was young. You know what I'm saying?
It's nothing wrong about being young. You ain't gotta.
In adult life, to be like,
that's a waste of time, right?
Yeah, I can't play that game.
Once you hit a certain age, it's
not about age. I'm gonna tell you why. We'll tell you why.
Once I hit a certain age,
it's not about age.
Right now, 25. Nope.
It's not about age. Look at it, Black.
Give you the backstory, then we'll come back, right?
Real quick, man.
Real quick. So when I got my heart broke in freaking high school, and I found out Shorty was cheating or whatever, or Shorty cheated, it wasn't so much that, you know, because at that time I'm listening to Wu-Tang, I'm listening to Special Ed and shit. It wasn't so much that she cheated. It's that when she cheated, it's like, that's when R&B started making sense, bro. This is when all this shit. This is when Brandy dropped Have You Ever. 112 dropped Prop Part 3. This all this shit started registering, bro. And I started singing this shit word for word. You know what I mean? Have you ever loved somebody? And it's like, I was like, yo, what the fuck, yo? Shit turned me into a punk, son. And I'm like, yo, this love shit crazy. But in adult life, if a female was to cheat now, I gotta go. Because I'm in the prime of my life. You getting the best sex, the best me, the best jokes, the best good morning text. This is, nigga, my drawers are clean every day. I'm wearing great outfits. Get the, for you cheat right now, that's it. It's like, you know, this is the peak of your fucking life. Yeah, if she cheat on you now,
that's subjective.
You gotta get the fuck out of it. If she cheat on you right now, you gotta get the fuck out of it. That's just my opinion. Yeah. I gotta go.
You ain't got enough time. I don't have enough time anymore. Yeah, that's a fact. I had time that's before to play with you. I don't got time to play no more.
And I'm in the gym now. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm losing good years.
I'm doing triceps. I'm doing all kind of shit in the gym. Get the fuck out of here. You cheat on me now, man? Hell no. You gotta cheat on a washed up man. You know what I mean? You right. Can't cheat on me, man. I'm in my prime, my nigga. I got great outfits, my G. Nah, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
I'ma be for real. Like I said, I don't think I ever been cheated on.
Women have to check.
Like, you was course. Fat with thighs. You got cheated on, nigga.
I only had two girlfriends, nigga. I still got thighs, nigga. But unlike them, like, unless I'm not fully all the way invested, then I'm out. But if I'm fully all the way invested and somebody cheated, then I have to weigh my options and really contemplate.
Really want to
as a young, I'm saying, yeah, exactly. As a young lie, I already know, like, I could bounce fuck out of him, gone. lie now, if I'm super invested into a relationship and some shit happened.
Also, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Exactly. I'm not like him. I'm a good guy.
Opposite.
You know.
Oh, no, I didn't say all that. I just meant, like, so you'd waste your time now.
Yeah. I'm not wasting my time. Like you said, people make mistakes. They it's do. Human nature. Sometimes people...
I don't mean, but cheat, outright physical cheating, trash, though, that's the best like, of people. I understand, like, the little white lies. Like, where'd you mm-hmm. go? Why'd you go there? Oh, okay, you was flirting? All right, I see you. All right, cool. Right. But, like, outright cheating? Like, nah, I ain't got time to fix.
It's also based on the nature of the
it's
cheating.
It's, like, the level of it. You
right, if you was
like,
away on vacation, and, you know, on vacation, you're supposed to drink, you're away, you're not supposed to have no responsibilities, and somehow you went to the wrong room and end up fucking someone.
Oh, no.
No, that's not a good one. That's not good.
I'm saying, like, if you know, like, I feel like there's levels to it. Like, mm-hmm. like if
it better be a, it's better for be a stranger like a, than a recurring chick though, a ex.
Oh, see, this is a whole nother
wouldn't
topic.
You? I know. Wouldn't but just to say, wouldn't you rather if your man cheated, be a stranger? Than like an ex girl or somebody, cause that's somebody who still could be around. That's
you know
that's
what?
A real that's like a formal relationship. That's feelings. Now if it's a just a random one night stand shit, it's like you can forget about it. It's over.
Let me ask you a question: if it was a female, right, would you consider the same thing?
Well, me, yeah.
If it was a female and she had sex with a random man, dude? Opposed to. Her ex, you would feel the same way. You would forgive her.
I don't want her to fuck her ex. No, I don't want her to fuck her ex. I'd rather her fuck her.
Would you be more inclined to forgive her?
Yes. Really? I'd rather a stranger, a one-night stand, than her.
Who she fuck. I don't give a fuck. Oh me imagining another dude with no good outfits fucking my bitch. That can't work, nigga. Nah, get the fuck out of here, son. No. I'm in the gym really sweating, my G. Nah,
the nigga in the gym too, son.
Yeah, nah.
He right behind you. Yo, you done with that 45?
Yo.
Yo, you done with that?
Nah, son. Get the fuck out of here.
I want to know the nature of cheating, but from the perspective of, did I cause you to want to cheat? Is it a void?
Don't make it personal. Don't make it personal. Now, serious. Cheating is not a... Women sometimes take it and say, what am I not doing?
That's how,
as it comes to, I know.
You couldn't be like spoiled and like, then that means you're just greedy. And you know,
most people are greedy in the world. If I give you $100 and say, you want another 100, you're going to say, yeah. Right?
Not if I got to steal it.
Like, listen, I know I got to look. No, not steal it. I'm giving it to you. Like,
yeah,
listen.
I'm not giving you an extra.
Like, listen. No, I'm saying though, like.
You're going and taking it from
you. Know you got, listen, you know you got 200 at home. I got this $100 bill. Like, listen, you want this 100? I'm giving it to you. Take it.
What?
Take it.
That's not what. No. See, that's a bad analogy.
It's just, no, it's the same. No, it's not. These girls out here is giving the pussy away.
Yeah, but I'm not giving that. I'm not telling her to give that to you. You taking that from behind my
I'm
back?
I'm not taking it. She
taking
giving
it from
it
my
me.
Bank account. Yeah. That's like in a safe that you're not even supposed to be touching.
All
you know what
I
want to like,
know is, did you get drunk and have sex because the alcohol got in you,
I'm always
or
drunk.
It was because? Dickhead. Or it was because I'm failing in some way as a girlfriend, and I created a void, and you.
That's.
Try, you
I would never tell you. I would never tell you, even if you was failing as a girlfriend, that I cheated. Unless you're just not doing some crazy shit.
Like, then what is the point of growth? Like, that's my whole thing. Is like, what is the scary part of telling the truth? Like, I'm gonna respect you more. Yeah, you might. Of course, you're gonna have some repercussions. But, like, you're just going to have to keep lying. Like, you're going to have to lie.
Not
like,
lying.
You're going to have to lie again for that lie.
It's lying.
That's not a lie.
It's
an omission.
It's lying on both sides. You, sometimes the female is lying as if she's pleased, as if she's happy with the sex. She don't want to hurt his feelings. Sometimes he's lying as if you could give oral great and your pussy is as good as you
but
say
that,
it is.
But that could be, that could be learned progress. Like, yes. It's like, then what is, then I'm going to look at
but
you
but it's
and
like,
say,
when do you have that conversation?
I'm
going
to look at you and say, you got to be feeling a little insecure if you feel like you can't talk to me or teach me something better than I've already, than where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And that means
fix
that you're not capable.
Ayanna, fix my life, Ayanna.
Let me get the fuck out of here. Let me get out of here now because you're just not capable of teaching me and then we're not going to grow together. That's Facts. It. Facts. I'm in a relationship to learn from you too. Like, Facts. It's not
you
just
40
selfish.
Years old. I ain't teaching you nothing, man. You got no time to be teaching. That's why I like medium well hoes, man. Give me a girl that's been around the block once or twice and stop. Say, whoa, let me stop. Let me wife up now.
Been around the block twice.
Hold on. All right, let me get to the next part of the question before we get away. What steps would a cheater have to go through to save the relationship?
What? Oh, my God.
Let's go. What steps would a cheater, like, when she cheated on you, what did she have to do, like, for a female? What she had to do to save the relationship?
Well, you know, at that time, I was young, so it wasn't, it was more about just wanting to be with her. So it had nothing to do with what she had to do.
So
it was like,
so.
Yeah, her word was good. Oh, I'm not gonna do it. You know, a cheater, you know, a bank robber is telling you once the cops are there, I'm never gonna rob a bank again. Just let me go home. Like, rob it again. You know what I said? So she just, you know, it was nothing. It's just I wanted to be with her. I like that at that time. You know what I'm saying? Right. But in adult life now, there's nothing you could do because that's who you are. At this point, that's who you are. You are old enough to, you can't blame it on the liquor. You can't blame it on being away. You are old enough to know right from wrong. You are old enough to know you got somebody home. You're trying to build a life with them. You're trying to have a mortgage with them. You're trying to start a family with them. Bro, that's way too much to fucking risk for 5 to 10 minutes worth of sex. Black success.
Go, Makisha.
That was my bomb. That was like an atomic bomb.
D-Ray, cut the beat.
That wasn't.
3 for 3. All
right, let's go back, girl.
I think when I went through.
When he came back from AC, how did he fix it? Or you just was just like,
whatever. He had to just be a little bit more invested. It started with just the accountability of his time because now he had to really account for where the fuck he was. And then we tried working a little bit more of communication, just trying to figure out what went wrong. But he cheated again, so it didn't really work. But for me,
you stayed again.
We went back and forth for a long time, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's just kind of just comforting me altogether and trying to, you know, deal with my pain and what I was going through. Like, there's no formula for it. There's no formula you do this after you cheat.
I got a formula.
It's a formula.
For me, there's no. Then again, it depends on the reason. But for me personally, there's no formula because it shouldn't even fucking happen in the first place, man.
If you cheat. I'm a segue. I need all the passcodes to your phone. I need laptop. I need ownership of the email.
Oh, damn.
If you want to make it right.
But how long?
I owe you. You in jail with me. Like, that's it. You got to go to jail for a little bit. It's just like, it's like if you kill somebody, I got to send you to jail. You got to learn your lesson. And then maybe, hopefully, when you get out of jail, you won't want to go back. Let's hope. I give you some food, you know, you get some playtime, you get certain things. We go on dates here and there. I need to know for maybe, like, you probably be on punishment for at least 3 to 6 months. Mandatory.
But you know what?
And then probation after that.
Honestly,
so
speaking,
watching you for 6 more
honestly
months.
Honestly speaking,
that's how much damage it does.
I know what I'm saying, but
that's
if
how,
that's
you
what
know
it
what I'm saying?
If that's what it would have to take to fix a relationship that you want to stay in, then you have to oblige by the rules and do everything she tell you or he tell you to do, because you made the mistake, so you got to play by their rules. So if she want all the codes and all the stuff, because at the end of the day, you got to try to rebuild that trust. So if that's what it's going to take to rebuild that trust, then fuck it, you got to go do it if you're trying to willing. But you can't throw that shit back in their face every 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like you shouldn't bring it up.
Yeah,
if you forgive and stay in a relationship, then forgive.
But don't try to tell me I can't go on your phone now because I'm not, you remember.
I don't like the going through the phone thing though. I don't like that. Don't investigate. It's as if
you already messed up.
I'm talking about your jail time. Got you. All right, cool. Cause you know females just want to go through phones. I don't like that shit. Don't treat me like I'm a fucking criminal. It's gonna make me commit a crime.
That's a fact.
Right.
But like I said, but if you was already guilty, then you have to oblige by the rules.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. The best apology is basically change behavior.
Exactly. Facts.
So you have to, like I said,
and
you have to
tell the truth. Like most, if your sex suck when you cheat, it's she gone. You know what I mean? You got good pipe, my dude. She gonna take a little bit.
All right. Last part of this topic right here. How do you know if the relationship is worth staying in? Like, worth saving or worth just whatever?
Based on cheating?
Based on she cheated, or he cheated, I'm tired, but, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, he always treats you good, but he slip up here and there and cheat. How do you know when it's worth saving? Like I said, because for the most part, you say when y'all good, y'all good. But then when it's always a fuck up every 6 or 7 months or whatever, a blemish. So how do you know when it's worth keeping a relationship or just worth packing up and just moving on? So, because I said earlier, it depends how much I'm invested into the relationship. So, you said earlier that right now as an adult, one cheat is over. Mm. Right? So that's your still your stance? So sushi cheat is over.
It's over. Mm. Gotta go.
Take
right.
a ring back.
Respect it.
Gotta go. And again, and I need that back. I need that back. I gotta heal my heart. You feel me? Gotta go to the Gucci store, bitch. Look at that. You feel me? The fuck you cheating for?
Turn that to Aaron.
I'm in a prime of my life, my nigga. Fuck is wrong. You see these outfits? But it's when it comes to when it comes to saving any relationship, I think I kind of look at it like the game of dice. Like, you know what I mean? Pros and cons.
Can't beat the six.
Yo, you got to really look at it like that. You understand? And you got to figure, who are you going home to? Do you got to worry about her? Like, I know mine. I don't got to worry about her going out, what she's doing. I don't got to worry about other dudes hitting up her phone. I don't got to worry about her mysteriously not answering. Like those aren't our issues. You know what I mean? Our issues is different shit.
Different struggles. Because
it's cultures, you know, intertwining and, you know,
trying to take me to dinner again, man. I love hearing about your
struggles. You can come with us. You can come with us. So it's like you really got to factor those things in and figure out who do you have? What are your struggles? What are the pros? What are the cons? And then when you realize you have a five on the dice, is it really worth rolling again? And if you got a five, you got to keep that. Because it's very, very fucking likely that you're going to roll a three after that or something lower.
Bagger.
And, you know, right now I got a five, maybe a six.
Bagger, how do you
how do you
come to the conclusion if it's worth staying or worth leaving? Like when it was done with homeboy.
You said make it personal, but I need to know the reason because I want to get to the root of the problem. Is it something you've done because of your ego? Is it something that I did because I was a feeling girlfriend? Was our union based on some bullshit? Or did we build a good foundation?
So if he cheated every time and blamed you for the reason, like, oh, I cheated because you don't know how to cook macaroni and cheese. So you want to...
Obviously, we're not in the same wavelength. So I'm out. Let me find somebody else who like my dry ass macaroni and cheese.
You know? Nobody like that crab shit, my nigga.
But I'll weigh my pros and cons based on the root of the problem and grow from there. Because if I figure out what the problem is, we can find a solution. And if there's no solution here at this point in fucking time, we can go our separate ways and I'll be okay with it.
Scott?
You know what? I'm engaged, so let me be 100% honest.
You're invested.
I'm invested, yes. However, I feel like... I feel like with this topic, I should pass, but I'm not going.
No, talk your shit.
I feel like if I find out that my man sticks his penis in a woman right now, I would honestly just feel so betrayed that I would pawn this ring and I would keep the money and I would let him go. I would literally, like, and probably take all his shit and just pawn that too.
Jesus.
I'd probably ruin his whole life.
That's your black side showing up.
And then I would probably have to tell him about himself crazy, and then I leave. Like, I would have to, like, do something so that he understood. And then me knowing him, he probably would just take the L. Like, I don't think he's not, like, Drew's not a chaser, so he don't chase. He's kind of like, okay, well, I don't deserve it, so I'm just keeping
it. Well, if you fucked up, you going to chase because it's your mistake that happened.
Not always. Believe it or not. Not every man's like that.
That's true. Some people know how to cut their losses.
Some people are actually over their relationship low-key and is like she said, is, like, continuously just fucking up, and this just happens to be the first time they got caught cheating. They probably was cheating the whole relationship, and this is the first time they got caught cheating, so.
Some people rather be the dumpy than a dumper. So in case you see me in a later life, like, bitch, you left me.
I think there's a thin line between being in a relationship and that being your best friend. Because you spend the most time with that person, right? So you don't want to hurt your best friend. You really don't want to hurt that person's feelings. But my female best friend, I tell her the truth. Like, if her eyelash is hanging, I'm not going to let her go out looking crazy. So it's like, I think a relationship gets confused and cheating starts to happen once you don't put that person in that best friend role anymore. But you know what I'm saying? Once you start to try to protect yourself more than you trying to protect that person from other people. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Okay.
She kicked a little science. She gave me a little, like, does that make sense?
She said,
get it, black?
Basically.
You go to school today, nigga.
Basically, make your partner your best friend and everything will work, right?
Yeah. And there's openness, there's honesty. You disagree, but you can agree to disagree. It needs to be.
If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around.
Your 50 pull up, man.
I got the bass, motherfucker. So I can't
power tonight.
All the time. See that?
All right, next topic, y'all. Next
Angela topic. Ain't shit on
podcast. No. Don't do that, sir. Don't do that, sir. I'll cut the show short. I cut the show short right now, man.
Oh, Juicy on it, right?
All right.
He's out there.
Next topic on the show, or last topic rather, we're gonna talk about body image, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about body image, you know, in society and everything, how that plays a part. What's the difference between thick and fat for a woman? So let's start with Sky. Sky, break that down for us.
It's a good time to promote stripping fitness and tell them who you used to be and who you are now.
Oh, I was going to do that. Thank you so much for the sweet face.
Go ahead.
So, as they know, they're trying to put me on blast, but I was 215 pounds at a point in time.
A whole 215?
A whole 215, which for my height, and I'm 5'7", I should be in a range of, I want to say 135 to 150, like that's normal, like average. And I called myself thick, but I definitely felt. Why are you laughing? Stop laughing. That's not funny, okay? I called myself thick, you know, and my family called me Big Bones.
Watch out for the big girl.
Yeah, like watch out for the big girl song. There's a Caribbean song, too. I need a fat girl. That was my song. Like, that, those were my songs. Like, every time they came on, my family's like, Sky, go ahead, you know? Like, so. I guess I was fat, and
you was in the sky. You was like the universe.
I was, but I carried my weight really well, and you know I wasn't insecure. Like I was a big girl, but
you was a cute fat.
I still could bag. You know, like I'm good. Like whatever.
You probably had jokes.
I was the homie. Like I was the girl that my guy friends would tell about all the girls. Like, you know, I wasn't their girlfriend. Like they didn't look at me like that. So after I got like to 21, I was like, you know what? I need to try to make a change. I was like, I want to see what else is out there. I want to try to change my body. And that's when my whole stripping fitness movement started, where I started to go to the gym. I started to eat a little healthier.
But what is the difference between thick and fat? Because like that's the big, I think that's the biggest confusion in women in the world. Because women be like huge and be swaying, they just thick.
So
they don't know when's the threshold cross over.
I think that's that's the confusion. I feel like thick is.
To me, I don't know
because like I said, I was 215, but I feel like I was thick.
I say
so it just depends.
Thick is like Serena Williams. Serena's probably like 190.
Really? Okay.
But Serena has no stomach.
Is she overweight for her weight?
If you go to the white people scale, of course. The white people,
right?
Yeah, like I'm only got a physical. I'm 6'1", like 215. They's like, you gotta lose somewhere. I told you like 175, like. We don't go by the white people's scale. We don't go that. But to me, like you said, clearly, Serena's thick. Like, I wouldn't classify her. Even if she step on the scale and be 200, you could look at her as no stomach. It's all in her legs, and she's top heavy also.
So what would you consider fat? If she had a stomach?
If your gut is way bigger than your butt, the booty do is definitely... That would clarify everything. Like, once she got wide
feet.
Once your gut is super bigger than your butt, it's over. It's like if your gut hang over your pants, you fat. Like you have to embrace the fat gene. Like
would you date a fat girl?
No. Why not? My penis don't get hard for fat girls.
Wow. I don't know what lies talking about, y'all. I love fat girls. I don't know what this dude is talking about.
Shout out to the BBWs. I have no problem. Somebody gonna jump in the comments and say, "Yo, I don't fuck love if I was fat." No,
Lord
stop.
Jesus.
Oh, bad girl. Can you talk about that? I see some of your throwbacks. You used to be a twig, and then you went up, gained some weight. You went to. You know what I'm saying? You was a twig. You was a crackhead. Then you went to rehab. Came out with a gun.
Yeah.
Now you good. You slim back down. I see you all. You all over the place. Go ahead, talk about it. What was you doing,
him,
baby?
I hate him so much.
Let's talk about it, baby.
I hate it's so crazy. Much. This nigga. I think. I don't even know. You know, it's hard for me to like just determine thick and fat because I'm Caribbean, yeah, and the more weight you are, like it's good. Like weight is and good when you're Caribbean.
That's the problem. So like everybody has their own.
You can't like see it as something bad. I mean, for me, if I look at a health perspective, like now you need to lose some weight, mm-hmm, because you might get some here and there. But for the most part, you big, you living good, you eating good, you happy as shit. No Caribbean, I put on some weight. Everyone knows I put on some weight.
Really?
because of recent changes.
Rockman, nobody wants to escalate.
And everyone see it, and they're like, you look so happy. Like, most of my friends come like, I could tell you happy. You got some thighs on you now.
Most girls get into a relationship, get good dick, good food, and then get fat.
I actually lost weight on my relationship.
I don't know about
that. You're just stressing me the fuck out. It's hard.
For me, though, it's hard. I mean, I'll see somebody as they're big. I got an auntie. She was like, she's almost like 300 pounds. I say she's fat, but like, I still don't see it as negative unless I think about health. But for me, she's fat. She's
but if you think about health and it's negative, then she's fat. And it's just like
the only time I think it's bad is if I look at it from a complete health perspective. But for the most part, auntie, you got mad, meaty, and shit. You happy as fuck. Like, keep it pushing. But
until auntie have a heart attack, then you'll
see. She died happy, though. She died with a weight.
Like, we talk about women, though. What's the difference between thick and fat? Because I ain't gonna lie, Black, you made me think about this because you be roasting fat.
I don't roast fat girls. Listen, Dad,
quick,
you
break
all.
It down.
I
like BBWs too, though.
It's like you either shape like a Fiji bottle or Coca-Cola. So it's like if you Fiji, there's no real control of your shape. Like, you know what I mean? You're like the shit is everywhere. You know what I mean? If you're Coca-Cola, then it's proportioned in certain areas that'll make you thick. You know what I mean? It means that you're in shape. But certain areas are enlarged in somewhat way, shape, or form. That'll make you thick. And then if you're fat, it's uncontrollable. You know what I mean? I know when you eat, you hope it go to your butt. It might go somewhere else. You
to
know
the
what
gut.
I mean? Might go to the gut.
To the turkey bones.
Might go to your head. You know, big girls, it, you know, and I'm very proud of Scott because to be 215 and come on down, usually because Monique tried it, she couldn't lose the head. She had a grown man head. She could never wear dad hat.
It
she
took
could,
years
never.
Though. Like it don't just happen. Like people want a quick fix. That's the problem, right? Like one year I wanted to lose like 15 pounds. I didn't lose nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's
why
just because my body.
You put the
and no, out. It's because I would go back and forth mentally. Like that shit is very mental. People don't realize how mental it is. You gotta really stick. You know how
that
dry my food. I'm a vegan now. And you know how dry my food is. Like, and I go
discipline.
To barbecues and I have celery, like instead of eating like. You know, like chicken and shit like that. And I'm Caribbean. Like, imagine me going back to my grandmother's house. It's
and you
hard.
Skip the
let me hear your Caribbean
and
accent.
I gotta no.
you and
maybe
say
next time. No,
it's
she got a. She sounds more Guyanese than like her accent's more like. Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't even know
that.
That
was good. That was
so
good.
y'all both speak the same language, right?
Nah, Guyanese is a little bit more like. I feel like.
Where you from?
My mom's from Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah. Get serious. Yeah. That's nice.
All right, we get to this second part of the body image jump off. This is more so face for the men. Do you think men face as much pressures as women to keep their bodies in shape? Now let me go to Black. Talk to Black.
No,
talk to Black. I think Black would do pressure because, like you said, he just started hitting the gym.
Now,
he had to gain some weight.
Yeah, you know what it was?
Because he had a big ass.
Well,
head.
Men don't really have no pressure. Because you gotta understand, Rick Ross is a sex. Well, he has money, so you know. But now fat is in. Chicks be like, oh, I want to do it with a belly. I want to do it with a big.
Biggie.
They want to fake Rick Ross. He might not have no money for her, but they want to.
He might have
Rick
a bid.
He got a bid though. He got it. That's free, nigga. So you know what I mean. But he don't got the money. So men, motherfuckers be out of shape. Wearing tightest clothes ever, letting their belly, you know, dudes, when you see them, you're like, the fuck, like this? And they don't give a fuck. They still pulling chicks. So for dudes, it's like you either want to do it or you don't.
So it's no pressure.
It's no real pressure. Because some dudes, them motherfuckers stay in McDonald's, stay in Burger King. I mean, I just don't eat that stuff. I don't even drink soda. But it's like some dudes that just, they could do all that shit and the shit don't matter. Because women aren't holding us to that standard, to be honest. Some women are like, yeah, they want abs, but those are usually chicks that don't have abs, so you could dub them. Like, yeah, when you
facts.
Get them, I'll get them.
Yeah,
so, you know, you could just dub that conversation. But dudes, it's like, me, I only work out because I love this shit. And I see too much people on World Star getting fucked up. And I refuse to be that nigga. When y'all run down, it's gonna be like, I'm going viral for real. You feel me? Nah, that's it, man. I'm chilling, man. You know what I mean?
You think men have pressure?
Open invite. Of course not. Like, of course not. Like, you don't see girls roasting guys that often for having a belly, but you would definitely see guys fucking with girls for having a belly. You would definitely see guys messing with girls for not having a certain figure. You would definitely see guys roasting girls for having too much of being ripped. Like, it's just like, we always have to be a sex symbol. Perfect, even when we're not trying. It's like, men have us to such a standard. I mean, a lot of women struggle with their bodies and buying clothes and stuff because we know when we go out, some guy is gonna just think you're just not attractive because of how your clothes fit you, your ass don't roll.
You have to wear clothes that fit you, though.
I'm still petite, but for the most part, when I was skin and bones, guys would tell me, like, ain't nothing attractive about you. You're not sexy.
Not even your accent?
Boy, whoever liked me. But for the most part, like, I had a struggle being skinny. Like, I had one friend, she was thick, and she's thick, and she still is. She's gorgeous as fuck. And I was like, guys don't like me the way they like you. And the truth, for a long time, every time we go out, she got all the attention because she got that little waist, that fat ass, those titties. She's gorgeous. And I'm just there, the skinny bitch that's the friend. Like, I got a nice personality and shit.
But you can't see the personality.
Okay. Just say y'all can't see.
But that's okay, too. But the thing is that whatever you got going on, you got to be confident with that shit.
I mean, I am confident.
And that's what's wrong with a lot of females. A lot of females, whatever they got, they're insecure because they know they don't have that it.
And that's because this is why the standard y'all men have set for us. Because y'all will be like, love yourself and wear your natural hair and be a natural sister. And then you see it's in a natural face. Like, you need some ass or you need some squats and shit. Like,
but that's the bluff.
Just because you wear a natural face, you got to wash it.
That's the bullshit. You're not going to put that on motherfucking men.
Listen to
y'all
me.
Want the same attention to Kim K's, the Amber Roses, that's fucking getting. No. So that's why y'all want a dude that's going to send you to Dubai. You get shitted on. You can get 5,000.
Okay,
wait.
Slow. Bring it back. Wait.
All of this stuff is happening because men have given women, especially in this day and time, especially with the way media is, you've held us to a standard of perfection that's unrealistic. So now when the average woman...
What's unrealistic about working out?
I got a gut, my nigga. Like,
stop eating jerk chicken.
I'm pulling my damn stomach.
Listen, just because footprints is open at 5 o'clock don't mean you got to eat that shit, my nigga. Stop going there.
That's our gravy on a rock.
That's our gravy. Take your ass home. I mean, you got the club closed. You ain't got to eat footprints 5 o'clock in the morning, sir.
And I'm speaking on behalf of somebody who was very, very skinny for a long time. And now I'm putting on weight. I get way more attention now when I put my two-piece on. I get way more attention when I rip my clothes on. It's a snack. All, if you read my comments. Seriously. Like, some real shit. Like, the attention has been different. It's a noticeable difference in how people react to me and my body when I put more weight on, when my thighs got thicker. And that's because now, I mean, we have created a certain image of what really is sexy. Right. Even if men don't admit it, subliminally it's in your mind. Like, I like a bitch a little waist.
But you don't gotta live in that bubble.
Hold on. Wait.
I don't live in the bubble.
Wait. I know you don't, but just saying,
for the
woman.
I will admit, if you can, the evidence there, go through my pictures when I was a skinny bitch. People be like,
I've seen them. It wasn't pretty.
I've done so many side-by-sides. I've done side-by-sides of me like 4 years ago, me now. People are like, yo, you look so much better now. But why was not looking good then? Like, I was
they didn't say you didn't look, they say you look good. They say you look better.
But
that means this is an improvement.
But not for nothing.
A lot of
people
just order salads.
Wait.
The preferred.
Scott, hold on. All right, hold on. Scott, do you feel this pressure for men? Real quick.
I
you gotta get
like,
to the last
you know
point.
What? I don't feel like it's men. I don't want to blame men. I want to blame the media because a man never made me feel like I was not sexy. I felt sexy from the door. Like, you couldn't
talk
tell
to
me. I know I was thick, but I felt you couldn't tell me. You told me to go bag him. I'd still go try. Like, I didn't think I
you
was
had mad
capable.
Jokes.
I had jokes, and I just and I also and I, yeah, and I also just knew, like, you know, like if it was a challenge, I was gonna accept the challenge. Now, I think that media, we all are very, very, very in tune with media. I think that's created a standard. Your Victoria's Secret, who was created by a woman, created the skinny standard at first. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now, like, they're more body conscious. Dove is creating this whole campaign where they have, like, body conscious. You got thicker women. So now men are like, you know what? I like my woman a little thicker. Mm-hmm. When I was thicker, men didn't necessarily love their woman thick. I had to kind of tell them, like, yo, you gonna get this or not.
You
it is what it is. Like,
all right, let me get to the last part, though. All right, since you already talked about that. It's like, as science and technology gets better, do you feel that people will opt for surgery to have self-confidence for the public eye?
1,000%. And it actually hurts like, instead of working so much, because coming from somebody that took years to get my body, I got stretch marks, everything. I'll show anybody. Like, I don't give a fuck, because I did this for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll go and they'll get their body done, and then they sell the same programs that somebody who took years to do it is selling, and it's kind of fucked up, because it's like, yo, damn, like, I put blood, sweat, and tears into this, and you just kind of cheated, and now you trying to, like, you trying to do the same thing as me. So, actually, I think
work smarter, not harder.
That, see, I don't know if that's smarter, though, because we don't know the effects of it come 25 years. People, we don't know. That's all this going to DR, going to Columbia,
and
we
might
not
have to wait that long.
Yeah, I mean,
it's, because it's not about just getting, it's still not about getting the surgery. It's about maintaining it. People think you just got to pay once. No, motherfucker,
you gotta go and
it's like a car.
You got to sculpt it. You got to do much, and it's like, your
arteries are still clogged. You could be looking good. I mean, you just was 300 pounds, and you shaped yourself down. But you still got all the clogged arteries and stuff. Like, you still got the fat inside.
What I'm saying is that, woman, if you do want to get in shape, go to Strip and Fitness.
Yes, go to Strip and Fitness. We actually have one in New Jersey coming up. You can go to stripandfitness.com. Sign up for that if you're in Jersey City.
You see how I looped that?
Thank you.
That was nice, right?
Bad girl.
Question?
Yeah, we waiting for time.
What was the question? Basically, do you think people... like, it's like taking a cop out, just going to get surgery just to make themselves look good for the public eye, instead of, like, you know, working for it. Like, is it for a self-confidence boost?
It is a self-confidence boost. Like I said, there's a unwritten rule, and there's a standard that has been set now, unfortunately. And everyone is denying the standard is there, and the standard is really fucking there. So now it's kind of like, it's so cheap. Now people really are looking into cosmetic surgery outside the country because it's cheap. People fly and get out. And girls, I know a lot of people who've had surgery. It's unbelievable. It's not the bartenders and strippers that get it. Like, I know regular girls who nip and tuck. They nip and tuck, and they don't say, they don't advertise it, disappear for a couple of months. They come back and their body is gorgeous, and it gets so much more attention. I know two friends who've had surgeries. They did the BBLs. Gorgeous. This work was so good. And I've never
seen that in
my life.
But listen what you just said, though. It's for the attention. They get more attention. So they're doing it for the attention.
Yes,
and they still don't got a man, though. They still don't got a ring.
She got a husband. People are getting
surgeries and still don't get a ring. It don't make sense. Right. And, you know, it's skinny girls and regular chicks with regular bodies. Nothing, no preservatives added with rings and homes.
What I'm saying is, to last question, people doing for confidence. Yes, I've never seen her this confident in my life. And I mean, she didn't, because she wanted, she's not taking a million pics. Like, you wouldn't know she has her unless you know her. You see her around, you see her body change, her confidence is different. It's not like she's one of those who advertise it, like, I got my body done, all of a sudden you delete all the pictures from 4 years ago, start from like February 2017 and come for your perfect ass body. She's not one of those. But she's done it, and her confidence is there, because she didn't love herself? No, but that fucking standard y'all putting us. The standard is there, and a lot of women are being pushed to perfection. And perfection, it's very fucking subjective, but now it's kind of like, well, I got knock knees and no hips and shit. Y'all not gonna give me the attention. Or y'all won't acknowledge I'm sexy and attractive as much as somebody who looks a little bit more curvier. People really do that. Like, you alright, but you not sexy.
They're still fucked, though.
Yeah. They're still fucked. Like,
people sure will. Never underestimate a man.
They're still fucked. They gonna want to fuck the builder bitch, but they can still fuck you, a natural ass.
You just gotta,
with the knock knees in the gut.
You just can't live in that bubble. You can't live in the, this is what people want, or this is what's in the videos, or sending this who. People gotta stop comparing their lives to all the celebrities, man, because when you see who they're going home to, and that don't mean that's how you gotta look. Trey Songz still don't want you. After that surgery, after you try to kill yourself,
Trey
and shit, he still don't want you. Like,
Black secretly like Trey Songz.
No, but they gotta know that, G. They gotta know that,
yo,
G.
Yo, Trey Songz is your go-to,
you know what I mean? And
sex,
like,
symbol
these
now,
son. Having sex with the fucking lights off, and then now they come back from DR, and now they want the lights on, sex on them. Fucking balcony, get the fuck out of here.
If they did their body, they could have sex with the lights on, bro. You ain't gotta wear that t-shirt no more, because now your legs match your top.
No, you still
your
got
body.
The little shit. Come
I
on,
can't.
Man.
Oh.
No, because fat girls be having the skinny legs. So now that everything matched.
But what happens when you do all that and you still and nobody still take you off the fucking show?
It's what not happens? That. Sometimes how many people will take you seriously after that? You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times, I think what's the mindset to actually have you decide to go under major surgery to change your body for a look? Like literally, you know what I'm saying? Like that's not light surgery. That's major surgery. They going into your back. Have you ever seen an after body? Mm-hmm. It's black and blue to the
but
max.
But you got to understand. You know what I'm saying? But not for nothing. Rent right now $1,800. Motherfuckers want help. And they're like, how do I get this help? How do I get it?
And so you don't put yourself at risk to get help?
Yeah.
Not for nothing. But
they might be in a shelter.
Sometimes that was the last straw. About the attention. I have friends.
It's always about the attention.
Listen, I have friends who are also considering surgery. Like I brought this topic up so many times on my page. Normal people inbox me like, Makisha, I can't talk about it because there's such a stigma to it. But I want to say, since I was young, and I'm talking about before social media, before all this shit got crazy, like I didn't like my butt. Like I didn't like the way it is. Like I didn't like the way my breasts are. Like I just wanted to be the way I envision, the way I want to be comfortable. Sometimes the surgery is not for the attention. It's just because I wanted to look how I wanted to look.
But my thing is, right? I said
so go squat.
I said.
But that thing, though, but the truth is, reality to fitness, I know it doesn't always work for everybody. Sometimes squat gets you fit, doesn't get you the curve you want. It doesn't help you fill out the clothes the way you want to fill out your clothes.
But if you're lazy, what's the point of getting surgery if you're still gonna be lazy?
You're only gonna have one good summer.
But I know
girls that got one good summer and be washed up the next after they paid all that $3,000, $4,000.
They're not supposed to do that. You a dickhead. But I know some girls who opposite. They got their surgery and they were like, "Is the amount of money I paid for this shit? Well, look now, I want to keep looking like this because of them."
I know some girls.
And they really got into fitness hard.
The only thing I said I would ever get, and this would be a breast lift, and that would mean a boob job, and that would only be because if I have kids, I would want my boobs to still be perky after kids. And I think that for that,
but that ain't the way God intended for it.
Well, God didn't necessarily make me have kids. That was my preference, so I had a child.
But
God ain't saying you gotta
gravity kicks in. Listen, I can't go get no like nut lift, so it's going to sag. Let it sag.
But you got your eyebrows shaped up, right?
When no.
You
I don't get my eyebrows shaped.
Did you lift weight? Shut up. God didn't make you do that. God didn't.
God gave me the inner strength to lift a weight.
You go get you go get your edge up, right? You go get your hair. What is that, like a 2 or 3, maybe?
One and a half. Thank God.
Right. Damn, you know you're clipping soon? What the fuck?
Okay. I mean, you know, you do that, what, every week and a half?
But that's not. That's hair.
But that's grooming. That is you. That's grooming. If you grew that out, you look different.
That was last week's show, grooming.
If you grew that out, you look you look different. That like so for instance, if you go through a rough patch and you grow your hair out, people gonna think like, I'm like, yo, what's up with you? Right?
That's
if
I have a grooming, kid, though.
My boobs look a little different.
Niggas are gonna see you until you like your bra keeps you on point.
But that's a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like just not for no reason. If you spring chicken and I feel like you need like a deciding factor. Like it can't just be laziness. It can't just be because you don't wanna be in the gym. It gotta be because you really can't.
You can't fix what's gonna happen.
You can't fix it at all. You know what I'm saying?
But that's good.
Like I know a lot of people.
In the motherland, the titties sag.
You know, but I know people who lost weight that had a lot of extra skin. And they get tummy tucks. And I respect that because, to be honest, like, it's hard. Like, being able
to. You can't lose skin.
You can't lose skin. So it's like, if you want that, cool. All right, I get it. Like, if you want your breasts done after kids, I get it. Like, those are the kids' fault.
Blame the babies?
I'm going to blame the babies, 100%.
But I don't like how people paint surgery with a general brush. Like everyone does it because they have low self esteem, they need attention. There's some people who really they're okay with themselves, but they just wanna nip and tuck.
They're insecure.
it's not like
you are not confident in going under a knife.
Impossible.
You could die anytime. Why would you do it?
Because I feel like I need them.
You didn't have kids. You got to wait till you have kids.
You are who you are.
No, but you can't say that. Once again, if you defend her, like she says, I want to go on a surgery. You say
she's after having kids.
Okay, but Law said her titties.
But she's not saying increase her fucking titties. She's saying
But my thing is, she said I want my because of kids.
She's not changing her. She's not changing. She's not increasing her body for attention. She's not getting. She's not increasing her breasts.
Yes, she is. That's not
ass.
The natural state.
She's
it
trying
is.
To lift
saying,
up.
At the end of the day,
no, gravity
nah,
takes
my,
its
she
place.
My boobs were there, though. That's the whole point. They were her.
She
want to
put them back.
She want to put them back. You're saying she's not insecure for having surgery, but... But you're gonna say somebody else.
No, no,
who
I'm not saying she's not. I'm not saying she's not insecure.
It's not a
to have a surgery.
Okay.
I'm
that's
saying
wait,
her
wait,
reason,
wait.
Her reason is justified because her titties was here, and because of the babies, it went here, and she wanted to bring it back. That's
okay.
Man who had a kid supposed to love her.
Bad girl.
Why is she with her?
Exactly.
In the first place?
We'll suck the titty at the kneecap. We don't give a fuck.
I'm trying to roll it up like a fruit roll up.
Like this. Yo, we are at the end of our show. Ladies, like I said, we always ask this question at the end. Tell us why you feel like you'll be a dope addition to the show. Bad girl, start with you. Quick.
For me
quick.
Is...
Quick.
Yo.
Quick.
I'm gonna go first.
Scott, go.
Because I feel like I have a huge following on Instagram, and that was my honest answer.
That's
my second
strong.
Answer
that's
is
a good,
that
that's
I'm
good.
Actually really into fitness, and I feel like as a person who can understand everybody, I'm engaged, but at the same time, I've been through some shit, so, you know, yeah, that's that, you know,
we
you
gonna talk about
going,
all the
there's
shit
a lot
you,
going on.
We don't talk about the shit you've been through,
on.
So,
there's a lot going on.
All right, you ready, bad girl? You ready?
I think that I'll be a good addition to the show because I have a different type of following than what you have, which adds to you, not necessarily just me jumping.
But soon Trump's going to send them all back to their countries.
But for the time, they are here. They are going to add to it. So it's like stepping into a whole new demographic, which actually helps you guys. Helps us. And then also, my people have been back... on my back and on my ass to actually go into radio or do something like this because they like to hear my thoughts for a goddamn freaking reason. They like hearing me talking. And then thirdly, I think you guys, like I said before in my intro video, I think you guys are doing a great thing here.
Thank you.
Just taking time out and entertaining us on a Sunday,
just
giving us things.
Thank
open.
You
welcome. And opening minds and having an opening conversation and having people tune in and like it's just something nice and recreational rather than having us just wasting time on Facebook doing bullshit. I started a book club because I thought people doing bullshit. So
all right,
I would want to be a part of that.
Cool. All right, y'all, man. We like I said, we always at the end. Sky, give your shout outs real quick, man. Let us know what you got going on real quick. Yeah, take your gum out. Be professional. Let's
my
go.
Bad.
Real quick. Let's go. We shutting it down. Let's go.
All right.
Shout out.
My name on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter is Skylandish. And then if you want to join my movement, which is my Strip and Fitness movement, go to stripandfitness.com. stripandfitness.com. Our next party is July 9th.
Go, bad girl.
Just shout out to everybody that's been showing me love, man. I don't know why the freak y'all like me, but I appreciate it. People that support me, keep me going. Thank you guys all for just the little motivation stuff y'all give me. Thanks for tuning in. I see a lot of y'all here, like in the comments. I appreciate all the love and support.
That's what's up.
Handsome Lie, y'all already know July 9th is going down. Y'all only got like, 2 weeks left to get your tickets? If you ain't get it yet, I'm sorry to hear that, man. You better get them soon. That's what I'm talking about. Handsome 15 Instagram, live around Facebook. Be safe. See you next week, y'all. Right? Get your tickets now. Click the link.
Yeah,
get them, Black.
Y'all already know what it is. I am Black Success 29s on me with 2940. You know what I mean. So I'm gonna tell y'all real quick. Make sure you get your tickets July 9th. And not only that, fellas, if you're in the prime of your life, you got good outfits, and she cheat on you. Get the fuck out of here. Boris, you can play the motherfucking outro. We getting the fuck out of here. I go by the name of I Am Black Success. I'm flyer than most of y'all.
July 9th, y'all. Get your tickets right now.
You ready? Yeah. I hope you got your outfit. I got mine already.
You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? You ready?